Elizabeth, how old was your father when he was shot down?
George, my father fought in World War II. He was a career Air Force pilot.
Okay.
And he was 47 when he left to go to Vietnam. So he is a little older than those that you talked about,
yes.
And certainly the majority 18, 19 years old. No question, they could survive. In my father's case, to be honest with you, we don't know the answer. There has been information both negative and positive, so we don't know the answer. But as you said, these kids that went over there, 18, 19 years old.
Bill, we're going to get into the political problem of what happened and what we can do about it. We're going to be, you and Elizabeth will be with me for about 2.5 more hours. And
That's great. In
your last hour, we're going to open up the phone lines because I'm getting inundated from people who would just like to talk to both of you. So we'll do that in your last hour with me.
Thank you, sir.
In this situation, of the 700 that you believe might have been held back, how many do you really think might still be alive?
Oh, there's 500, 600. Look, the Vietnamese, and this, our information is from intelligence reports, and it's not, we didn't pull it out of the thin air, or it's not our opinion. The volume of the intelligence is absolutely staggering. And when I say intelligence, this is human intelligence where a guy or a woman or saw an American prisoner or a group of American prisoners, became a refugee, if you will, escaped from Vietnam or Laos, and told U.S. officials what he or she had seen. It might be a radio intercept where the communists are talking about the American prisoners, moving them from one place to another, when they're going to be moved, what time the airplane carrying the Americans will arrive. I mean, it's amazing. And these satellite images, like the one on the cover, with the men's names along in fields or trails, along trails, the volume of the intelligence, the specificity of the intelligence, the credibility of the intelligence is just overwhelming. And perhaps the best intelligence document, single piece of intelligence that was ever received, was received in 1993 when a Harvard researcher, and we talk about this in the book, he found the document in Leonid Brezhnev's files in the Soviet Union, top secret stuff, where the Soviets had a report that they had bugged a Politburo meeting in Hanoi where the Vietnamese were acknowledging among themselves that they were holding over 1,200 prisoners in late 1972, and we got back 577,
oh, man.
And the intelligence just indicates that hundreds were held back and hundreds are still alive. They are keeping them alive because they have value, and they're kept for ransom, they're kept for reparations, for war damages. The Vietnamese have been very clear about it. America won't pay. They won't give them back.
Well, now, let me ask you this. What is preventing the Vietnamese, their government, from holding some international news conference with 5 or 6 POWs behind them saying, look, you know, this was our deal, we want reparations, and we've got them and we've held them. Why won't they go public with that?
They're afraid. Of course, they're stuck with these guys, okay? They don't know what the heck to do with them. But they haven't killed them. There is no intelligence that indicates that they've either blown up their underground prisons where the Americans are being held with the Americans in them and killed them, or let them starve to death or die from disease. They continue to hold these men, and they have held many news conferences, except the Americans weren't there. And we talk about this in the book, where they have begged us, and sent offers to the American government privately to sell them back. The last offer we know of for sure was in 1981, where they sent an offer, hey, we will sell them back for X amount of money.
Yeah, well, why aren't
Again, we talk about this?
Look, we just got $100 billion approved for Iraq.
Right.
Why can't we get these POWs back and write a check?
I'll tell you something, George, and we propose this in the book. We propose that President George W. Bush appoint the highest level, most powerful, most knowledgeable commission ever appointed and send them right now, next week, to Vietnam and Laos with instructions to stay and negotiate until we gain these men's release.
Yes.
And if he will do that, his numbers in the polls will not go in the tank. They will go through the roof.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. Is he fully aware of this situation?
It's interesting you would ask that. You know the veterans that came to town this past weekend with Rolling Thunder, the motorcycle guys?
Yes.
The Vietnam vets? A huge group of proud men. They went down, their leaders went down to the White House on Sunday and took a copy of the book that you have there in your hand and gave it to the President of the United States. And he said he would read it. Now, that's what the leader of the Vietnam vets told me. I don't know, but that's what he said happened, and I believe him, and I'm certain that the president has a copy of this book. And I feel better for these men that he does, because he's an honorable man, and he's having a terrible time right now with this war in Iraq. But, hey, let's fix this thing in Vietnam, and that'll help him fix Iraq. We believe that.
Well, this country, first of all, needs something good to hold on to. And getting these POWs back may be one of the best things for this country right now.
You know, George, you mentioned holding a news conference and having some of the POWs in the background. They, of course, haven't done that. But what they have done, and repeatedly, is continuously link the war reparations that Bill spoke about was Article 21 of the Paris Peace Accords with the promise by the Viets to search for America's missing. And that was Article 8B of the Accords. And they have continuously, repeatedly asked for those reparations and connected that again with the promise to search for America's missing. They have been linked. They've done it for 30 years. So no, they haven't held the news conference you described, but they've done the next best thing.